In the Gita, Shri Krishna says, Ananya Cheta Satatam Yomam Smarati Nityashah Tasyaham Sulabha Partha Nitya Yuktasya Yogina. He says, Arjuna, I am very easily attainable by the one who lovingly remembers me all the time. He also says, Mayyarpita Mano Buddhi, surrender your heart and mind to me. How to actually do this? There's a method that we call Rup Dhyan. Rup Dhyan means meditating on the form of God. God has many forms, and you can choose any form upon which to meditate. The form of Radha and Krishna is very special because you have a lot of freedom with them. They're very loving and very playful. Whereas in their other forms, their other almighty forms, they're more serious. Today I'm going to lead you through thinking about a holy leela of Radha and Krishna. This is something very special that Radha and Krishna do. They play holy not only with each other and the saints, like the gopis and gwalbals, they'll even play holy with you. So I'd like you to think of the form of Radha and Krishna. Their beautiful form. You can have them be any age. They can be the same age as you if you want. They can be younger, older. That part you have the freedom to imagine as it's most natural for you. You are eternally related to them. And you're so close to them. They're your closest friend, your best companion, your most trusted well-wisher. And there's so much closeness that there's no separation between you and them. In fact, Radha and Krishna reside within you, in your own heart. But today we're going to ask them to come out. They're residing within the heart of each one of us because that's who they are. They are God. So they reside in the heart of every soul. Today let's ask them, can you come out of my heart and greet me and meet me face to face and play with me? See, Radha and Krishna have a very playful nature. Very loving and very playful, very charming, and even a little naughty sometimes. So Radha and Krishna are now standing in front of you. Krishna kind of motions to you, like telling you, come closer, I have something to tell you. So you say, oh, he means me? So you go closer and closer, and he leans in towards you like he's going to say something into your ear. And surprise, guess what? With his hand on the other side of your face, he's got a big handful of gulal, holy powder, and he's rubbed it all over your face. He tricked you. But you didn't come unprepared. you've also got some gulal with you. So you take out your holy powder, and Shri Krishna is not running away. He's right there in front of you, and he lets you very gently, very lovingly apply some holy powder to his face. Radharani also comes over, and she lovingly puts some different color. Krishna had the red gulal. Radharani has saffron colored powder. So she rubs that very lovingly on your face, and you take some gulal, and you feel very lucky to apply some of that to Radharani. Imagine Radha and Krishna have come to you to play holy. Now that the introductions have been made, Shri Krishna looks at you and there's a bit of naughtiness in his eyes, and you get the feeling that real holy play is about to start. And sure enough, he starts throwing holy powder on you, and you start throwing holy powder on him, and Radharani is throwing holy powder, and you're also throwing. So now there's starting to be a cloud of holy powder in the air. And you're dancing around with Radha and Krishna, tossing holy powder in the air, throwing it on each other. So now you're, all of you are good and covered. Covered in gulal. Red gulal, saffron gulal. Now you look around this mandal, this area where you've been playing, and you realize there are some big pots of wet holy color. It's been prepared by simmering some tesu flowers that give a beautiful red, deep red color and also have a beautiful fragrance. So there are these big pots of color, and you see there are pichkaris sticking out of each of these big pots. A pichkari is something you pull back the handle and it fills up with the liquid, and then you push the plunger and the liquid comes spraying out in front of it. So now you run for one of the pichkaris. Radha runs for one. Krishna runs for one. And now you start playing full-on holy with the wet color. You're spraying it up in the air. Krishna's spraying it up in the air. Radha is spraying it up in the air. And you're chasing each other around. Sometimes Krishna catches Radha and he sprays her. Sometimes Radha catches Krishna. And she gets Krishna completely soaked with the color. And sometimes both of them catch you. And they spray you with color. And you feel how warm it is and how it soaks you through. And you feel that you're being soaked with the color of Radha and Krishna's love. Sometimes you chase them and they run, but you get them with the wet color. And in this way, you're joyously, with abandon, playing holy with Radha and Krishna. And you feel that this is the happiest time of your life. You have nothing to worry about, only playing with Radha and Krishna. So later, after having played a nice full game of holi with just Radha and Krishna, all the other gopis, gwalbals, and gopis also show up. So whereas you were having fun with Radha and Krishna before, now there's a big game of holy going on. So what happens in this big game of holy with all the Gwalbals and all the gopis and Radha and Krishna? What happens in that one, I'll tell you in the next meditation. So now you can make up your own holy play with Radha and Krishna. Keep imagining however you want with Radha, Krishna, Gwalbals and gopis. And we'll start doing some Radhe Govinda chanting for a few minutes so that you can continue with this Roop Dhyan on your own.